The oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico has closed much of the Louisiana coast to fishing, which does not mean that people there don't fish. When the sun goes down, rods and nets come out. So do the law enforcement officials who try to stop them, and so does NPR's Robert Smith.
Brian Casey and his friends are all at the water's edge with their fishing rods. And even though it's dark on the dock, I can see a suspicious pile of flopping fish. But these guys deny everything.
We're not fishing.
We're collecting.
Biological research.
That's right.
You know, the kind of research you fry up in butter.
You see that?
Woo-woo!
Shrimp.
Colossal.
On the map of Louisiana, the no-fishing zone looks like someone spilled a giant glass of red wine all over the coast. And smack dab in the middle of that stain is Grand Isle.
This is what we use to catch bait. Stand back.
Brett Fontenot stands on a dock and hurls a net into the canal that connects the bay to the ocean. These friends are just out here for fun. There's not much to do in Grand Isle at night besides fish. They've been doing this all their lives, and they aren't going to stop just because crude oil washed up on the beach just a couple hundred yards away.
See the sheen of the oil in the water? I done snagged a fish.
Fontenot says he knows the water here so well, he can outsmart the oil.
And if you think I'm lying, I'm going to eat that shrimp raw just to show you that there's nothing wrong with it. Shine your light. This shrimp has no oil on it whatsoever. It's popping like crazy.
Oh, no. You're eating it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
There was sticky, gooey oil right over there.
That's right. So if I start growing a third arm out of my chest tomorrow morning, you'll know why. Blame BP.
And that was just the appetizer. Tiffany Broussard comes over with the main course. Not that she'll admit what she's holding.
If I was out here fishing, it would probably be trout.
Here, let me smell that theoretical trout.
Smells like,
Smells fine.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if that were trout.
Which we're not saying it is. Broussard is just being overly cautious. It's dark out here. It's late. Who could possibly catch us?
This is Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement, and I'm Captain Chuck Como. I've been in enforcement for over 23 years.
So this is CSI Grand Isle, right?
Wildlife style.
Como is standing in an empty marina. All of his enforcement boats are out on the water. They've been busy since the no-fishing rules went into effect. Hundreds of citations, 19,000 pounds of shrimp confiscated. How do you spot them at night?
Well, we have all kind of, you know, night visions and stuff.
You're wearing night vision goggles looking
for
people?
We sneak up on them. We're good at that.
And there are no loopholes in this fishing ban. You cannot fish on a boat. You cannot fish in a moat, not on the dock, not for a snack.
Even if you throw them back.
It's still a misdemeanor with a state fine of up to $500. And Captain Como says there's a real chance that someone somewhere could get sick.
We can't take that chance. We want to make sure that the seafood is safe. That's been, you know, our reputation in Louisiana to have good fresh seafood, and we don't want to ruin that.
But out here in the darkness, it's easy to pretend that everything is still all right on the Louisiana coast. Brian Casey says maybe that's why he holds on to the fishing.
You know, we've been doing it for so long, it's hard to tell us to stop. And now, it's all been taken away.
Well, not everything. It's a beautiful night, the fridge is filled with beer, and there's still that thrill when you feel the tug of the forbidden fish.
There he is. Oh. What do I do? Okay.
All right.
Oh, well, listen. For legal and maybe for taste reasons, I'm going to throw this thing back in the water. Here we go.
He would appreciate it. There you go.
Well, just another successful night of...
We like to call it stealth fishing by any other means.
All right. Stealth fishing here on the water in Chenier, Louisiana. Robert Smith, NPR News.